Today at Quiet Enum, it's September 26th. We've had a wonderful day. We've had several groups of guests today. They're so devoted. They feel the peace of Quiet Enum. Why is there peace here at Quiet Enum? Because every misunderstanding, which rarely comes up anymore, is settled before bedtime. And if any conflict of a negative nature arises, all religious service stops. Religious service cannot be done if there's misunderstandings or conflicts among the group that's performing religious service. Well, today we have received a letter from the governor of the state of Hawaii giving a beautiful endorsement for Erevan Temple. The entire community is behind this San Marga project. We're very grateful. Art arrived from great artist Mani Velu in Chennai, showing Lord Hanuman carrying on his hand Erevan Temple from India to the Garden Island of Kauai and placing it gently down on the foundation. We received a very nice report from the pilgrims that we sent on a mission to India, Paramacharya Bodhinatha, and a new monk, Nilakanta Valan. They are in Bangalore now and overwhelmed with the immense pillars that are being created there. They had no idea of the magnificence, all the silpi, professional stone carvers, commend us for allowing them enough time to perform their art without rushing them in any way. Well, I'm seeing you, and you're seeing me, and here we are. And the theme of today, every day we have a theme of what we teach, and this is hospitality. Loving each other enough to treat the guest as God and not an intruder. Oftentimes, in modern society, especially when mom and dad are both working, the guest seems to be an intruder, and to treat the guest as God is posturing. And that posturing has a feeling of being unreal. We must relax with our guests. We must love our guests, for God is inside of them. Now, how is God inside of a guest? Have you any wondered about that? God is inside of a guest because all the energy within the body of the guest is coming from God, just like all the energy in the body of you is coming directly from God. That's why we can say, one God, one world. There's people that make up the world that we know of as today, but that one energy flowing through all peoples and all animals and all fishes and all birds and all kinds of microscopic creatures is coming from God. It's one energy that pervades the whole universe. One God, one world, and the guest is God. We want to encourage friendliness. We want to encourage hospitality. We want to encourage us to open our hearts to those we know. When they're well, show appreciation. When they're ill, show that you're interested in them and that you care. Don't turn away. Turning away is not what we should do. We are a one family living on this planet. We are one family living on this planet. All religions are good because they were started with good intentions. The only problem with all the religions of the world, and they do have problems, Hinduism included, is the people within the religion. The people with the closed hearts. The people that are not generous, not caring. The people that flare up in anger over the least little thing. The people that are jealous. Well, they're not really in the religion. They're sort of hanging on to the religion as a lifeline. And those of you who are not angry, those of you who do not experience jealousy, those of you who are generous and those of you who are hospitable have to pull that lifeline in, have to help them out of their despair, out of their misery. That is your duty, because your energy is within them and their energy is within you, and it is all coming from God. Well, tomorrow I'll be seeing you in all our familiar places that this heart of ours embraces, in our high-tech way, on our internet highways. We'll be together in cyberspace, in every lovely summer's day. I'll always think of you and be there right by your side. That's magical, isn't it? But magic is religion.